I'm Zachary Turner. President Trump touted an all-of-the-above approach to powering the country. Now, it looks like all-of-the-above does not include wind energy. Trump issued a presidential memorandum on Monday banning new offshore wind leases. But what does this mean for North Carolina's budding wind farms? Here's more. Trump reiterated his pledge to unleash American energy during his inauguration speech.
That is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill.
Trump issued a slew of executive orders, presidential memoranda, and proclamations on his first day back in office, including a ban on new offshore wind leases. North Carolina already has two lease areas off its coast. Neither is under construction. The memo also bans new permits for existing projects until federal agencies review current regulations. Depending on how long the temporary ban lasts, it may impact development in these leasing areas. Catherine Collins is president of the Southeastern Wind Coalition.
If all they do is say no new leases and that lasts 4 years, that very much hurts the industry.
But Collins says it would be far more detrimental if the administration starts going after existing projects. The memo also directs the Secretary of the Interior to review existing leases for any legal basis to terminate them.
If they start attacking existing projects, you know, there will be immediate lawsuits. And those projects, I have no doubt, are gearing up for those right now.
A single wind farm can cost billions of dollars to build. The memo creates more uncertainty for developers and utilities like Duke Energy that are deciding whether to make a similar investment. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.